Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee. And this statement here contradicts what people have believed traditionally, that can anything come good out of Galilee? Well, they didn't come from Galilee. He left Galilee where he was at an apartment at, and he's going out to the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called what? Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. I'm not going where you think I'm going, to the Christmas store, but if you back up a minute, put your car in reverse and back up. Look at verse 6. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. The NIV reads, the time came for the baby to be born. I want to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. I got some good news for you. Your blessing, is on the way. Tell somebody it's on the way. Hallelujah. Can somebody give some praise? See, you know when folk don't believe nothing about to happen because you're melancholy. But those who believe that it's on the way, they're already shouting from the rooftop. If you believe, if you can just muster up enough faith to believe it's on the way, tell somebody it's on the way. Tell them it's time, it's time. I say it's time, it's time. My blessing, my miracle, my breakthrough, it's on the way. Somebody give God some praise for the word of God today. Father God, we thank you for your word today, God. I ask you, God, in the brevity of time, that you would think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Let it be none of me and all of you. Let wisdom and revelation flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force, God. Let me preach with distinction, clarity, and understanding. Father, have your way in this house, God. God, you don't take long to do nothing. God, I pray a quick move in this place today. I bind blessings on your people today. I rebuke the mindset of cursed. We are blessed by God in the name of Jesus Christ and not cursed by the enemy. Father, we believe and receive the best you got for us now is in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Look before you sit down, look at somebody and say, it's on the way, it's on the way. Now, just by your response, y'all can sit down. Just by your response, you got more faith in the post office, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, than God sometimes. If we could expect from God like we expect from our postal carriers, we will be off the chart blessed. I'm looking for God to do something that's pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I'm looking for God. I'm looking. I got my neck. I'm looking now. I was on yesterday. I was contemplating. Brother Ron talked me out of it. I wanted a bigger mailbox. I want about a mailbox, then the house gonna come next. I want a mailbox for the house I'm believing God for. Oh, y'all scared of that. I want a doghouse-sized mailbox. I'll tear the HOA up. What is this? This for my mansion. Excuse me. This for my mountain. You can't have no mountain and have that little mailbox. What you expect to receive in your house? I need something that can handle what God's about to send my way. Tell him it's on the way. Y'all better believe it. It's on the way. Already shipped. It's in motion. The Bible says it's in motion. I have commanded a blessing. Numbers 19, read it. And I cannot reverse it. He already said I'm going to be healed. I don't care if I'm coughing. Coughing ain't got nothing to do with coming. Been here. Been here, already been here. So come here, got to go. Hallelujah. It's on the way. I'm going to say to some of y'all, perk up and wake up. It's on the way. Glory to God. You get dressed when your Uber coming. Why you can't give God a praise when your blessing's on the way? You standing at the door peeking at the people because I got an Uber on the way, but I got a blessing on the way. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. I'm going to go to my text right quick because I ain't got but a minute. Listen, look at your neighbor and say, can you stand me being blessed? I think you feel some kind of way. I think you feel some kind of way because you got an attitude sent by me. You feel some kind of way. Can you? I thought I saw some green in your eyes. Your eyes is a little green. That's called envy for those who don't know what green eye means. And you ain't the hawk, so that's envy. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised how many people can't stand you being blessed. That's envy. They don't want what you got. They just don't want you to have nothing. Y'all don't know nobody like that? I feel like I am. But if I ain't, you better catch on quick. I'm telling you, they're going to hurt. They're going to be hurting in a minute. They're going to be hurting in a minute. That's one thing to those who are what I label critical thinkers. Must understand perception is based out of need. Perception, the foundation of all perception is need. And your perception will determine your revelation. Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean? I got to make that plain right there. Okay, okay. Everybody can go to the same service, see the same thing, and come out with all different conclusions. For someone going to walk out of here and going to say, God's a healer. Because that's what they need. Y'all need. Somebody going to walk out of this service and say, God's a way maker. Because they needed a way maker. Somebody going to run in the hall and say, he's a deliverer. Because they came in bound. So they perceived the service based on the need that they got met. I'm trying to help y'all. Y'all going slow now. Y'all got like on a little short bus. And the reason why I say this is because I want to come against one of your sacred cows, and y'all forgive me because this is one of the most blessed times. But everybody gets excited about the new year. I want to see all the lies in there. The reason why we get excited, and I get excited too, because of what? The promises of new beginnings. And everything is going to get better. We get to close the door on this mess. I understand that you open the door on another mess. Let me explain. But many times we find ourselves enthroned in the pits of Gehenna. Now, I said Gehenna because I didn't want to cuss early. Gehenna is an interpretation for hell. You talking about new beginnings. Do you know where I'm at? You know my address? In the corner of hell and more hell. And you talking about a new beginning? The problem with new beginning is we always, listen, the problem with new beginnings, we always negate the past. in our summation. Whenever we talk about new beginnings, you got to be careful what we do with what we already got. We want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have a tendency of negating, subliminally for some, the past. We always try to disqualify what we've already been through. As if God had made a mistake last year. You know, we say it this way. This is my third time saying it. All the hell I done been through. All these blank and blanks on my nerves all the time. Ain't none of y'all no good. You know how we do. I say we do. I ain't discriminating. In doing so, you get a race out spiritually, and you erase everything you're dealing with in your now. But you got to understand that in God, if we make it a new beginning, then everything you went through doesn't count. It's like a child starting school all over again. My sixth grade year was awful. I need a new beginning. Let's go back to kindergarten. Let's start this cycle all over again. Ground zero. People leave churches because they need a new beginning. But what you don't understand is, when you go to the new church, you don't get to pick up. No, your transcript don't transfer. You don't get no credit for being in Crossroads. Oh, you didn't know that. You mean my credits? I can't use all these credits? No. This is a new beginning. And you're frustrated because you're too big for the first grade. Now you're at the new ministry, and they want you to usher again. Oh, ain't nobody. I feel like walking. Oh, hold on. You brought your transcript. You brought your licensing when you were ordained. You want to show them, glory to God, that I've been an elder in my church. No, not at this school. You got to go through the new members because, oh, boy, I lose by 40. How many to one? We lose a year. When you say you got to go through new members, that doesn't translate over here. If you would have stayed in the blessed place, I don't care what you went through, don't care what the enemy came against, that was your best place. Because it all counts there. Oh, God. You get all the credit there. I know you don't like that school, but I'm too late now, baby. I ain't finna lose all these hours in credit. I'm going to go ahead and graduate. And then we'll talk about going to the next level. Next level necessitates a graduation from the prior. You can't go to another level and you're still in remediation. That ain't naturally true, and it's not spiritually true. Barnabas quit, walked off the job because of family. I want to be my family. He chose family over God. Never read about him again because he died while he was still in the second grade. It took a long time for him to get where he was with Paul. Now he wanted to remediate. All because he got weary in well-doing. And he wanted a new beginning. I'm not trying to kill New Year's because we're going to have another nice New Year's celebration. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's a few things I need to get rid of. There's something we do need to start over. Glory to God, like your gym membership. Oh, I done took the joy out of the service. I done killed all the joy out of him. He shot ta-ta bullseye. Now, you ain't been that far. You ain't went past kindergarten anyway, so you ain't going to go back far. You did 12 days. You did 12 days. You'll be all right. You won't start walking around the track? Man, forget this mess, man. You took a scratch. I'm not going to walk way around that track. One lap? One lap is way around? Let me finish it. My God, that by God, bitch. Hallelujah. Everything that went through. That's God. So then you start all over again. And starting all over again is going to be rough. I thought I showed a song and anybody want to go. Nobody don't know that song either. Okay. So let me bring some wisdom. So let me bring my pain. And let me bring my strength of my past as a building block and not a barrier. This is why I believe the Bible said it was good. Hallelujah. I already took that class. I'm going to count it all. Tell me it all counts now. It's my perspective to it. I'm not dismissing it. I'm not disqualifying my past. My past gives me my foundation for my future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, let me use these things as a building block of my destiny. Why? This is what I'm going to use to rise above the thing that's trying to kill me now. What puts you heads and shoulders over your devil? It's what you've been through. I killed a lion. You better hear me. I killed a bear. Hold up. That was a little boy when I started. But the things I've been through, I'm heads and shoulders above my Goliath. But you start saying something, this is a light thing. This ain't nothing, baby. You don't understand what I'm saying. This ain't nothing. Glory to God. I've been hungry. I've been sick. I've been homeless. Glory to God. This ain't nothing. Hallelujah. These are my steps. For the Bible said the steps of a man have been ordered. But don't complain. Don't murmur. That's your step, Moses. Tell them this is your step. If you're going to go into your promised land, if you're going to come from the guttermost to the uttermost, you got to handle these steps, baby. You got to whip that devil on every step. Glory to God. When I was a child, understood as a child, but when I stepped, hallelujah, I became a man, and I put away some childish. Tell them, ain't never a step. Tell me ain't never a step. It makes me understand not to get discouraged in my situation, because to get to my destiny, I will, and I need you to write this down, have proceeding problems for my own coming promises. You got to write that down. I like it, and I put some highlight on mine. If I understand that my past will not be negated, it lets me know that before I get to where I'm going, there will be proceeding problems. Yes. Somebody say proceeding. Proceeding problems. We talked about on Thursday night the problems of privilege. You've never been this way before. So there's some things you're going to have some problems with till you get used to it. And there will be, church, for every blessing, there will be a battle. How do you know? We talked about on Thursday, all my Bible study people. Y'all need to come to Bible study on Thursday, really. Because I have to keep, do summaries. And y'all just, if you come, you say, oh, we already know where you're at. But how do you know? I ain't going to ask y'all because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. How do you know that now is your time? The first reason you know is when preparation is now met with spiritual warfare. See, there's going to be years in your life you're going to read them prayer books. You're going to know them back and forth. You're going to have your disciplines down, your fasting time, all that. But you notice something? While you're in preparation, ain't no real warfare, King. It's easy. To be demonstrative in your prayers, and you can shake the room. I listen sometimes. I see my novice prayers. They are prolific. They got the skill set down. They got the style. They got the swag. Now I see them now on radio now, and I look at them with just so kind. They got the music now. They got, I mean, my son showed me some stuff. I said, boy, he got an intercessory. Intercessory is a show. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying a negative, but I mean, they got, man, I'm feeling like I'm missing some of my intercessory. That boy's got, I need some smoke machine. I found me a smoke machine. KB, I found me a smoke machine. So we go in the new year when we do intercessory prayer in the morning. Get ready. I'm coming through on the smoke machine. Have my music in the background. Have me a DJ in here. It's going to be on and popping. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. Oh, there you go. Kevin Hart can do it. I can do it too. Have fire going up. Pop, 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 pop. That's joking. Oh, smile. You got 4 more minutes. But I understood that this, they don't understand you're still in preparation. I need to see you have that same fire and intensity when the word of the Lord is coming to be tried in your life. Because see, be careful about you praying these prolific prayers and you get these prayer books and you pray. I say, I understand, that's good. But thinking not strange also. John Eckhart and all of these people, Sidney Trim, Juanita Bynum. I know we got the style. We love swag in ministry. And you're now copycatting these styles. But you don't know the problems that came along with their promise. There will be some proceeding before the promise come to pass. There will be some proceeding problems. I know you're pregnant. I know you got a baby. But before you see little Uli Puli, Ukukuri, before you stroke his hair and all that, let me tell you something. I need to talk to some mamas up here. That would be some problems. Your hormones finna go slap crazy. You was Lucy when you woke up, and you was Wilhelmina before you went to bed. And all of y'all have been Naomi. Bitter. What you bitter for today? Just cause. Matter of fact, I'm bitter now because I'm looking at you. Naomi. Hold up, you finna have a baby. That's matter of fact, let me tell you, talk about that mess right there. You about to become a eunuch. If you don't know what it is, study the Bible. I would have knew all of this. Your little fast behind. If I'd have knew all this here. No, don't touch me. I'm asleep again. If I'd have knew the problem that we're going to proceed the promise. Tell your neighbor, you're pregnant with a blessing. So why are you mad at morning sickness? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you were not pregnant with a blessing, you weren't going to get sick. This is just evidence God's about to do something. Just in case you forgot, every now and then God will remind you through a little problem that you are blessed. Every now and then God will tickle on your back, hold up, you got a miracle on the way. But he doesn't remind you like you want it. It's not going to come on your Apple phone. You're not going to get no notification. Oh, the day we're going to have a few hiccups, but it'll be all right. He don't tell you anything. See, a problem, a battle, spiritual warfare is always attached to a promise. I'm going to say that again because you don't believe me. A problem, a battle, spiritual warfare is always attached to a problem. That's why God commands us to study. Show yourself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. It's a reason why God wants us to be prepared. Because with every promise, there will be proceeding problems. I know that don't sound happy, but it's true. So how do you know that your promise is on the way? We got 2 minutes. Ready? I know this is a good one. Y'all ready for this one? Well, if you ain't, I'm telling you anyway. You know your promise is on the way because of the abundance of tribulation. Right. I thought, you don't say abundance and tribulation. That's paradoxical. That's oxymoronic. Those are two contrasting ideas of thought. I don't want abundance, tribulation, and promise, them three together. No, it takes two to make a thing go right. Just kidding. Killing me up here. Because of the abundance of tribulation, the worse it gets, help me, the closer you are. I say it's on the way. That's why I thought y'all were going to run, because somebody is in Gehenna right now. And if you're going through hell right now, you close. It seems like ain't nothing I do that can get my situation in control. You close. Let me hurry up, because I come on. KB, I mean Brother Kenneth Britton. Y'all didn't hear that first. Years ago, when we were children, we don't do this no more, so all the people here, I'm going to date myself. We had to have this adolescent game that is a good teacher of life lessons. It was called jokes. Yeah, okay, I'll describe. It was an adolescent game that we used to play when we were children. And what we would do in this game is we would put blinders over the participant. And the objective of the game, once we blind him, he had to find the object in which we identify. Do y'all know the game? Huh? Okay, let me give y'all another hint, because y'all would not be good on the game show. In this game, whatever object was we identified, you know, they had to find what they're seeking. They had, but to find it, you had to put blinders on. And so when they got close to it, you say, you're getting warmer. And then when the further they got, women say, you're getting colder. And so you were directed to the object based on hot or cold. Y'all still on the name game? Huh? Somebody said, that's true in some answer, but that's not the game I'm talking about. Huh? Blind man bluff? Now, you done predated before I got down on it. I knew a blind man that lived on the bluff, but I. But let's get back to the point. Y'all killing your time. Huh? You get out of them. But the closer you got to the object, the harder things got. The further you got away from the object, the colder things got. And when God said, Lord, isn't that true many times in your walk? The closer you get to what God has for you, the harder things get in your life. You know you close by the heat or the intensity of the situation you're going through in your life. And the amazing paradox of this was this. The first, you can see it. You see it better further away from it. That's it. When you got the prophecy, or when you got the word or revelation, you can see it. The further you're away from it. But the closer you get to something, it can be right around the fence. It can be right over the wall. But the closer you get to that wall, the less visibility you have. I was in the office. I was thinking about something this morning. And I had Brother Ron go online. I said, I see it in my mind. There was a show where people who had jacked up houses tore up from the floor. And in this show, they would go in and they would remodel these houses. Extreme home makeover. Anybody ever seen this? Yeah. Remember the show? Okay. And they would take the family and they'll take them some way away from the house. Because they're about to do a new thing. And they'll take this family away. They couldn't afford it. They couldn't buy it. So they were going to get a favor. God was about to do a favor for them. See, favor is not exchanged for work and time. Favor means you don't deserve to get what you're about to get. But one of the conditions of the show was you are not going to be able to see it until it's finished. Now, they will bring the family back at the end of the show. Let me hurry up. I am over my time by 6 minutes. They will bring the family back when the house is completed and restored and all of that. But when they bring them back, when they get up to the car, they'd have the blindfold. And they would get out of the car. And when they get out, they will see a big old bus. The house was no more than 10 feet away from them. But to see the house, the house was right there. And so you couldn't see it, though you were close to it. But then they say, everybody, 1, 2, 3, move that. And when that bus moved, what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither any of the hearts of men was revealed, and you were that close, and you didn't even see it. They could have walked away, say, you waste my time, but sometimes God needs you to move your bus. That bus means that rock, like with Lazarus. You got to roll away your stone of unbelief. You got to believe that if God said this is how it's going to come to pass, if there's going to be some problems, move that bus, because behind that problem is your promise. You better not jump ship, baby. That thing is closer than it's ever. It's hot, baby. You burn it up, dog. You burn it up for a reason. These fiery trials come to try you, that God's about to release for you the greatest miracle you ever seen in your life. Yes, sir. It's on the way. It's on the way. And I'm on the way, too. I'm finna get out of here. Can y'all stand to your feet? All us on the way today. Hallelujah. I say these words in closing that we are told what God is going to do. But what we are not told is how he's going to do it. We are like a child in the dark. You told me where I'm going, but you don't tell me how to get there. Then we are going to have problems. That's a problem. You tell me that I'm going to do exceeding abundant above. You told me that I'm going to be blessed. You told me I'm going to be healed. But you don't tell me how. told Mary. She told, God told Mary, said, Mary, you're about to bring in the preceding chapter. If you read chapter 1, he said, you are pregnant. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And he's going to impregnate you with the Creator, the Son of the living God. The thing that made you, you're going to make it. What I'm about to put in you is bigger than you. What I'm about to put in you, you don't know what to do with. And the first response was, Bess, that's all right, I believe you, God, and thank you, Jesus, and all of that. But she asked the question, but how? I know what, but I've been here saying it, but how can this be done? Seeing, I know not a man. And God said, I got you right where I want you at now. I needed you in a place that you know not a man. Because what's about to be done in you, it's going to be done by God. I'm glad you ain't got no hookup. I'm glad you ain't got no inside guy. I'm glad you ain't got nobody to call. Somebody to text, somebody to email, somebody to DM. I'm glad you know not a man. So now this one belongs to me. God begins to create scenarios in your life to keep you in his will. He creates impossible situations so he can show you he's a supernatural God. What was in Mary was so big that the whole nation was shut down. He called a census. He said, hold up, we got to find out who is this child and where is he? They weren't just trying to get the numbers. They heard that boy is coming. And he's going to be a problem. So we got to get rid of the problem before the problem comes to pass. You're going to be a problem to the devil. So he's just trying to get rid of the problem before the problem comes to pass. But how many know no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper? God is building a book, and all he's working on now is your index. Because the greater the index, the greater the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him, I ain't got no Burger King index. No. I'm not qualified. I'm qualified for more than frying French fries. When the devil come, you better tell him, check my index. Hallelujah. You better see what God done brought me out of. I done been through the fire. I done been through the water. And my blessing is on the way. I don't care what you've been dealing with right now, but tell your neighbor, move the bus. God's about to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. God, we command the enemy to get out of my way, because heaven's about to shine his light on you like never before. But don't be discouraged. Problems always precede promises. Somebody give God some praise.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.